We know about the serious situation in Fiji with COVID and about the reliance of Fiji on the rest of the world, with New Zealand front and centre in this to help restore its economy after this very sad situation eases up there. Philip Toogood is calling home with us this morning. Philip is the son of the late Selwyn Toogood, the famous New Zealand television host of It's in the Bag and Beauty and the Beast. And he's the brother of Justice Kit Toogood. He runs Bailey's Real Estate in Fiji with 17 employees. And he and his wife, Julie, and sons Tom and Guy have lived there now for a long time. Philip's a Fijian citizen now, but he grew up in Wellington and Nelson before going to Victoria University. Philip, Bulavanaka.
Bulavanaka to you, Jim.
Nice to talk to you. Well, sort of, but
Thank you.
Fiji's COVID crisis continuing to spiral out of control. So many new cases on some days and special containers brought into the morgue to store the bodies now. These are scary times up there, Philip.
They are, Jim. And sadly, aside from the illness and deaths, the whole vaccination issue is polarizing the country. So it's a bit of a challenge for us to get people through. Although, having said that, the numbers are quite good.
Yes, the vaccination drive is getting there, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Must be extremely distressing for you and Julie and all your friends and colleagues there to see this unfold firsthand, though.
Yeah, it is. And the tragedy is that, you know, we went a year without any dramas at all. Probably became a bit complacent. It's worrying for our friends and family at home more than anything, because things always seem worse unless you're in it, you know, but it is devastating.
Have you and Julie been vaccinated?
We have, and our second jab was about 5 weeks ago, so we consider ourselves very lucky.
Yeah, I imagine. This must be having a tremendously debilitating impact on not just tourism, but all business in Fiji. And of course, it's saving the economy that was cited by Frank Bainimarama as reason for not going to lockdown. But that often turns out to be a false logic. What do you think's happening?
Unlike New Zealand, we have a very, very small economy, which doesn't have its own sort of local volumes to sustain it. So, you know, when unemployment's sitting at 60% in Nandi or thereabouts, people are really struggling. And I guess the rationale for not having the complete lockdown is, you know, unlike New Zealand, where people have a few bob in their pocket, Fijians, what they earn today feeds them tomorrow. So if you stop the ability to sell their vegetables or, you know, earn a dollar, then the results of that can be catastrophic. The government has been marvellous in sending out tens of thousands of food packs. So that's having an impact. But yeah, to shut it down completely, there are two schools of thought. I'm not quite sure where I sit. So we've just got to get people vaxxed.
There is an 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew in place in Fiji at the moment, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And frankly, that's working pretty well. It's keeping a lot of people in check.
What is the mood like on the street when you talk to people, come across people? What's the general feeling, if you could sum it up?
Oh, it's pretty somber. You know, you don't hear too many bulla bullas at the moment. We'll sometimes just sit out on the terrace and turn the news off and do something else.
Yeah, I can imagine. Speaking of sitting out on the terrace, you overlook those waterways, don't you, and the Denaroa Golf Course, which is territory that Kiwis probably know best in Fiji.
Yeah, very popular with Kiwis. We do, and we're pretty privileged because at the moment we're very safe. And I guess if you've got to be locked down overlooking a pool and the canals and the golf course, it's pretty jolly good.
Is the course open at the moment?
Yeah, it is. They've restricted the number of people per hole to two, and each one in their own golf cart with a mask. Yeah, there are people out there most days.
You've always had an affinity for Fiji, haven't you?
We have, since 1991. And when Julie and I first brought Tom and Guy here, our first holiday actually was on Plantation Island, and we experienced Cyclone Kina, which was actually one of the worst they'd had up to that point. So we actually got a pretty severe welcome to Fiji, but we carried on loving it.
Do you still get people asking you about It's in the Bag when they find out who your dad was?
I do, Jim, and it absolutely amazes me how often it happens. It actually happened this week. You know, he left us 20 years ago when he was about 86, and truly not a month goes by without somebody referring to him. The show's never made it here, but Mother and Dad loved Fiji, and so for us it's pretty sad that they didn't get a chance to visit.
Yeah, I imagine it is. Okay, so your business dealings there, Philip, stretch back to, I think, 1996, when you first met the actual mastermind of the Dinarau Island Resort development. You ran into him?
Yes, Martin Darveniza, the late Martin Darveniza, was a fabulous guy. He always used to say to me, Philip, when you're doing a development of this size, chances are you're not going to have a lot of friends.
The real estate business in Fiji was unregulated back then, wasn't it? Was it a bit of a wild west in some ways, though?
yes, it was. And I guess some people would argue that it still is.
You don't need any qualifications to become a real estate agent or to sell real estate up there. You obviously need to be a good citizen. Is that how it works?
Exactly. You do need a license. And I'm on the Real Estate Licensing Board Education Committee, and we've been charged now with a training and qualification regime pretty much along the lines of New Zealand and Australia. So there is going to be a change in legislation, and unfortunately COVID has put that on hold for a moment. I haven't been able to get to Suva to any meetings throughout the last 10 or 12 weeks, so that's just sitting in abeyance, but there is going to be new legislation and that will make a hell of a difference.
Philip Toogood is talking to us from Fiji, from Dinarau, on Calling Home this morning. Did it take time for you to earn the respect of the local business community? Is there a bit of wariness when outsiders rock on up and start doing business in Fiji?
Yes, there is. A lot of people, I think, feel that Fiji might be a bit of a soft touch, and they can get on and do things here that perhaps they might not be able to do elsewhere. So, yeah, there are a few fly-by-nighters who come and go who have muddied the water, but generally it's pretty good. But it did take me a long time to get in the groove, if you like, probably about 4 years to get appointments to see the real movers.
Okay.
Now I can pretty much drop in any old time, speak to them regularly, and we even get to go to their family's wedding. So, look, it took a while, but after 15 years, we're pretty close to the team now.
Okay, and how much of an advantage is it for you to be a Fijian citizen now, Philip?
Huge. That it just demonstrates that we're here for the long haul, and that we are committed to Fiji and love being and proud to be Fijians.
Yeah, I understand. Can you tell us the story of how you got involved in real estate with Bailey's? Because I imagine that you didn't think you'd still be up there 15 years later.
No, we certainly didn't. John Bailey had other ideas, and after a very long day in the car, finally asked if we would come here and do the job for 3 years. And so we did. We love Fiji. The children love Fiji. Family and friends love Fiji. So we took the opportunity, and when the longer-term opportunity came along, we took that because our family still was loving the place. So we thought, okay, this is where it is for the moment.
This is where we are. When you're selling these properties, I imagine you sell properties to Fijians, but when you don't, when you sell them to outsiders, who's buying them?
Well, it's interesting, very briefly, that when we first came, about 90% of our business was New Zealand and Australia. Then the financial crisis came along, so they pretty much stopped coming. So we switched very much to a local market mainstream business. We closed our office on Dinarau and moved to the city. We focused our attention very much on the local market. Offshore buyers are still here, and our website is getting hammered by Americans, Australians, New Zealanders, Asians. It hasn't quite turned into deals yet, but the traffic we're getting is immense. So I think that will come. But I mean, we've done in the last, I suppose, 3 months since the second wave, we've done three or four pretty significant deals here. One of the properties we sold on Denera, is the highest priced property ever sold here by about four times, I think. We just sold yesterday a 13-acre beachfront resort site. So, look, the business is here, and it just needs to be nursed through this current period, and then we'll hopefully come out the other end.
Yes, there will be another end of some sort. We just can't see what it is yet, can we?
Or when it is.
Or when it is, that's right. So what is it that you love about life in your part of the world? Right from the start, the family took to it, which is great. What is it about it, though?
It's the people. I mean, this is a very, very friendly, welcoming, humble country. And, you know, it's just fantastic getting about your daily life here with such gorgeous people around. And then, of course, obviously, it's the fantastic climate. Pretty hard to beat a night by the pool on the terrace. And those days will return. And I think we've also loved watching Fiji grow and seeing firsthand the resilience and the resolve here to get through it. And there have been a few things they've needed to get through. So COVID is a real tragedy. Things were looking pretty good in about 2018, 2019. And it's just a damn shame.
It is a damn shame. You've had other rather serious cyclone episodes over the years, though, haven't you?
Yes, we certainly have. The first one was Kina, which I've mentioned. 2015, we had Winston. It was pretty terrible. But Fiji bounces back. And I must say, with enormous help from New Zealand and Australia, you know, people really cherish that here in the relationship with New Zealand and Australia.
How influential and important is rugby?
Oh, huge. Absolutely huge. Rugby is the one thing that basically is the glue, I think, for all of Fiji, irrespective of their race, colour, religion or political preference. So, you know, Sevens particularly, we're close to rugby here. Julie and I are sponsored for 3 years just before the Rio Olympics, the premier local Sevens tournament here. So we were proud to have just a little bit helped the boys in bringing home the gold medal. And you can imagine what that did to the country. It was quite unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and I drive a lot between Suva and Nandi before COVID, and loved the return trip, which was always passing through the villages, paddock after paddock of young kids playing with older boys, sometimes using a water-filled Coke bottle as the ball. And I think that's what inspired us to sponsor the Sevens, because we could see that was the main thing that we could connect and give to Fiji was through that channel. And it was hugely, a hell of a lot of fun.
Yes, I imagine. Who do you support when the All Blacks play Fiji?
Well, yeah, a friend of mine rang me during the first test. He said, don't forget your roots. But look, it's easy for me. 15s have always been the All Blacks. 7s, the Fijians. And I guess that's because, you know, it's quite good to back a winning team.
How strong is the expat Kiwi community up there, Philip?
Pretty strong, particularly in the banking and construction side of things, you know, roads and all that sort of stuff. Unfortunately, a lot of those people have left, so there are a lot of empty houses around, and, you know, you can fire a gun through Denera most afternoons. I think of the weekends, you get a few people from around about, but basically it's pretty quiet. But, yeah, there are expats here, and we've got a number who have houses here, and we just can't wait to have another street party when they get back.
Look, I know when, you could fire a gun in the middle of Denera. I know that in the middle of bad times, it's hard to see the good times again, though. But will the Fiji tourism industry, it's a huge percentage of the GDP, isn't it? Will it ever fully bounce back in the short term?
Look, I think it will. the opportunity for Fiji to recover quite quickly is in the hands of basically Kiwis and Aussies. And again, I think because of this fantastic relationship that we've got with those two countries, I know there are a lot of people who are just waiting to get here as soon as they can. Maybe not the good old days, but something pretty close to it.
Okay. The cost of living there, is it much cheaper than New Zealand?
Some things are. Cars are insanely expensive here. Food's pretty good, cheap, fresh. Vegetables are good. Meat now, you didn't used to be, but meat now is pretty well priced. So, you know, kilo of eye fillet, for example, would be about $25 Fijian, which is about, what's that, about $14 New Zealand. So okay. $15 New Zealand. So that's pretty good value. Fish is good value. We can buy export grade tuna for about $15 or $16 New Zealand. Cars, hugely expensive. You can't buy a hell of a lot for under probably about 70 or 80 grand for new, and then you can very easily get to $250,000 or more.
Jay, are there any EVs, electric vehicles, on the island?
Thousands. And so now we have traffic lights and traffic jams, which is something we didn't have, but they're a nightmare on the road. There are just so many of them.
Really? So the uptake of electric vehicles has been far greater in Fiji than it has here, probably?
Yeah, I'd say. In terms of new vehicles, well, they're not new. That's the problem. They're all secondhand. Most of them are. And we're a bit concerned about the battery issue, which I think most countries are. But by and large, yeah, it's been taken well up.
Okay. Medical care would be uppermost in your mind at a time like this, and that is good enough in Fiji now, even for major illness?
Well, yes, it is greatly improved. It's not perfect, and a lot of people would prefer to sort of vacate Fiji if they had something really serious. But in terms of the immediate issues like hearts and strokes and so on, there are some pretty fantastic facilities here now, set up by a lot of Kiwis who have come from Auckland, set up a clinic, and they're providing absolutely first-class service.
Okay.
But there's a long way to go still. And I think one of the major things holding back tourism in the sense of retired tourism is that issue. But hopefully in the next 5 years or so, we might see a big change in that.
It seems the wrong time to be asking you about the sights of Fiji, but where would you and Julie take people if they were coming to visit for a few days?
Fiji's got a very, very rich culture, and we love to show that culture to our friends. And the singing here is just fantastic, and particularly the men singing in harmony is really quite intoxicating. When times are normal, we've got regular places we go for Sunday brunch. There's tons to do here.
Tons to do. And those fabled outer islands, which is your favourite?
Without a doubt, Vatalele. I don't know whether you've ever been to Vatalele, but
no.
It's certainly our favourite place on the planet. But all the islands are beautiful, and you know, over the last 25 years or so, I've seen a great deal of it.
Last question. You've been there for 15 years now. It was going to be a three-year stint. Do you think you are there for good, or can you see yourself one day coming back here?
Look, I think one day, yes. At our age, we need to enjoy times with the family, especially the young ones. So, you know, it's difficult to just sort of leave an established business here. We've got a very, very committed team, but I'm sure we could find a way of balancing that and maybe spending more time there. But interesting, we left a country called New Zealand 15 years ago, and I'm not sure what country we'd be coming home to. So in the meantime, it's Fiji.
And all the best for getting through this sad and hard time in Fiji and coming out the other side to some extent. And
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate that a lot. And as I say, we so appreciate the help from New Zealand and Australia with the vaccines, and that's our ticket to the future. So very humbled about that and very, very grateful.
Very good to talk with you, Philip Toogood on Denarau Island, and nice of you to give us your time too.
Lovely talking to you too, Jim.